Hi, my name is Danny Diaz, Developer Evangelist with Microsoft Mid-Atlantic States. Welcome to Community Talk, where I interview members of the .NET communities about their experience both with code camps and user group events. This first episode, I interview Bill Wolf, President of the Philly .NET Users Group and VP MVP. This episode was recorded April 18th at the Philly .NET Code Camp at the Brown University of Philadelphia.
So we're here with Bill Wolf, and actually Bill is pretty much responsible for all this grid that you see back there.
It's my fault,
yes. Yeah, it's just for all these great speakers that have been that have come together to this event. That's all his doing. So
do you know that we had almost 85 speakers apply?
For CoCamp?
Speak at CoCamp, we had a turn down over 20.
Look at that. Look at that.
We ended up with 60, and 59 of them showed up.
And we had how many people register?
Over 800.
And we had to cut it down. Right?
We cut it off, and it was up to about 825. And by all calculations, we had about 525 show up.
Wow. So Bill, why did you do this?
Good question.
Because this is a big operation. Actually, it's a family operation.
It is. The community has always really been good to me, both in increasing my knowledge, helping my career along. I have found, as a contractor, I have found countless jobs over the last 30 years doing this kind of stuff. So I actually go back, I used to run concerts in college. I used to do the Philly Folk Festival. I used to help run that. So I've done events like this my whole life. But it's just real interesting to see all these people come together and learn. And my background's education. So since I was a school teacher years and years ago, to me this is just like running a one-day university. Unfortunately, with all the interesting new technology Microsoft has, they are always challenged at getting people to learn it. They have evangelists like Danny that go out. And of course, his mission is to teach the new technology. And the problem is that they don't have a good venue to teach existing technology to corporate developers. And that's really what Philly.net's all about. So almost everything, even though we have some future sessions, most of the sessions today are things that you can use every day in your work.
Today.
And that's what it's all about.
And aside from these meetings here, you guys, Philly.net also puts monthly meetings?
Yes. We have those on the months we don't have CoCamp. So right now we're settling on like two code camps a year. We've been doing that for 4 or 5 years. On months we don't have code camp, we have a monthly meeting at the Malvern office of Microsoft, which are very well attended. We get over 100 people for those. And then also at DeVry, our partnership with DeVry, we have hands-on labs that we run every once a month. Mm-hmm. And those get good crowds. Yeah, we get 40 to 50 people out for every one of those.
Cool.
So tie all that together, and you can really keep up to speed on all the latest Microsoft development technology.
So
a lot of people do.
So what are you into personally from the technology point of view? I mean, what are some of your strengths?
I really like I don't like coding as much as I like designing solutions. So, in fact, I just gave a talk today that had to do with cloud computing and explaining to people why Microsoft is building Azure and how they built it, more than showing them the code on how to use it. So we had an hour, 20-minute session. I spent an hour explaining to them how to run a business using Microsoft technology and how Microsoft has taken all those pieces and put them together to build the Azure platform. And I also explained, you know, the sort of the IT side of that. The security side, instead of just going into the code.
So you're one of those rare developers or technologists that can kind of talk to the IT hardware guys.
Yes.
And also to the...
Yes, I've always... when I started my first consulting business back in the 80s, my goal was to spend at least one day a week doing development, one day a week doing IT, and one day a week doing training. And even to this day, almost 30 years later, I'm doing the same stuff. So, and I find a lot of developers just don't take the time to understand the operating system, the security, storage, that could really make their applications run well. So what I end up doing as a consultant, I do a lot of projects where I'm either the technical lead or the architect, and I design the solution, teach the developers how to apply it, but do less of the hands-on coding myself. And that's, I just did that for a couple of years at Unisys, but I've been doing that for a long time. I'm fascinated today with what I call composite applications, building things with SharePoint, with online services at Microsoft, putting all those pieces together to build, you know, sort of a trouble-free, no data center footprint environment.
Cool. This is the first CodeCamp that where we're having a beginner's track.
That was a huge success.
Okay, so what do you think about that? I mean, what?
Well, that just goes back to what I said earlier, that Microsoft doesn't have enough places where the corporate developer can go and learn how to start with Visual Studio. I mean, you can't go to an MSDN event today to learn how to make a console application, because you're... mission is to show people Azure or show people, you know, Team System. Yeah. And, the rank and file developers, they're not going
to
do that.
And we've seen actually kind of a new influx of folks coming to the event just for the beginner track,
yeah.
People that just want to get into development.
And we're surprised by that. And a lot of thanks to Judy Calla from Central Pennsylvania. She sort of spearheaded that. And I can see that's going to be very popular going forward.
Yeah, cool.
So we'll probably expand on that next time.
One last question here. As a technologist and kind of somebody who's always been up to date with the stuff Microsoft has thrown out, what is it? How do you do it? How do you keep?
How I keep up?
Yeah, because I mean, you're busy organizing events. You're busy with your family. Busy running your business, and then on top of that, you got to kind of learn all this new stuff.
I read Bink, which is a website that goes over a new technology, Microsoft Watch once in a while at C-Week. So I sort of keep up on the latest developing news. And then if there's something that catches my eye, I drill down, usually going to a Microsoft product team blog. I do not read a lot of sort of third-party or independent blogs that are, they have interesting opinions. You can learn stuff. But I often go to the Microsoft product team blogs. And then I go to at least two conferences a year. I go to TechEd every year, and I go lately to the MVP Summit. So through those, I have access to product teams, and that's how I keep track of what the new developments are. And the niche in a marketplace for a consultant is to sort of be a conduit to what Microsoft is building and then come and introduce it to clients. And that's part of why I run Philly.net, because I'm seen as the guy locally that introduces new technology, new ideas, and when a client decides they want to use those things, oftentimes they think of me. So that's why you do what I do.
I definitely appreciate it, and I know that my team appreciates it, and I'm sure the 500 developers here today appreciate it as well. So.
Well, I think we're going to be doing this for years, so it should be a good partnership, and thanks for having me.
Thank you.